The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We've also been talking about for weeks now the lie detector, a real polygraph machine was strapped to us. We were asked questions. Now it's time for the results.
I'm nervous. Like, my hands are sweating, and I'm not even up today.
I know, it's me.
Lorenz results tomorrow, my results Thursday. Today, we get the results from Roy and the polygraph test given by Nicole.
But even though you guys, like, even though it's not y'all's day, Manny and Lorenz, like, you guys still come up. Like, there's still questions. These questions kind of revolve around all of you.
So the three of us wrote questions for each other. So today, the questions that Roy will answer are the ones that Lorenz and I wrote for Nicole to use, and she picked out her
Nicole
favorites.
Nicole used our road questions too, right?
Yes, I threw a couple in there.
Okay. All right. Okay, here we go.
All right. So we started it out. We asked the basic questions, you know, like to get that steady baseline, so we were able to see what spiked and whatnot. The first question that Roy was asked, do you like being the podcast captain for Beasley Media Group? He responded, yes. That was the truth.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. Wow.
I do enjoy it.
All right. So do you want to quickly explain what that is for people that, I mean, it sounds important.
So I help other shows create a podcast. I help talent with their podcasts.
But it's a lot more work for you.
It's a lot of work. There's a lot of people who don't know how to do podcasts. And so getting them aware of the technologies and how to train them is a big task.
Okay.
All right. Question number two. Do you find Manny attractive?
Here we go.
He responded, sure. Yes. He was deceptive.
What do you want me to say?
And that is exactly. He said, sure, yes. What do you want me to do? Call him ugly?
Yeah. You're not ugly, but I'm not like attracted to you.
Okay. Wait, is the question, do you find Manny attractive or are you attracted to Manny? And is there a difference?
I don't think there's a difference.
I don't think there's a difference. Do you find Manny attractive?
I think Lorenz is attractive, but I'm not attracted to you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying there.
So, yeah, so he was deceptive on that.
Roy, on the other hand, he ain't my type. All right, our first deception.
Oh, I love it.
Next question. Are you a fan of Lorenz's blog?
Mm.
So Lorenz got her Kiss95.1 Instagram, and then she's got a separate one where it's nothing but fashion.
Right.
Yes.
And she's got way more followers on her fashion blog than she does.
Well, now she created the Kiss one after the blog.
Yeah, okay. So it's newer. Yeah,
it's newer.
Okay.
So this one was one of the long-winded things, but overall, he said no, and that was true. But it said, that's complicated. I would like to clarify.
That's the question. Hang on. You asked, are you a fan of Lorenz's blog? I said no, because I don't go to your blog every day. I'm not a fan. I don't hate it.
No, that's not that. But you know how that question is phrased.
Are you a fan of it? And I don't go to it every day. I don't consume it every day. Like, I'm a fan of, like, How to Get Away with Murder on Netflix. But I'm not a fan. I don't go to your blog. So,
but he wasn't deceptive on that.
That was the truth.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We got so many more questions. So let's keep rolling.
I don't hate it, though.
Would you prefer working for a country station? He said, no, that is true.
Really?
Well, we wouldn't be able to get away with half the stuff we get away with here over there. I do enjoy the music, though.
Next question. Have you ever wanted to quit the show?
Oh, boy.
Before or after a long pause, he said, no. He was being deceptive.
We've had some bad meetings.
Oh, my God.
There was a period when our ratings weren't going up, and I was like, you know what? Maybe this is it.
I loved it. The polygraph realized that he was lying.
But don't you think everybody at their day-to-day job, like, at some point is like, God, I got to quit this thing. Like, at some point, I'm not saying, like, every day you feel like that, but like Roy said, you leave a meeting and you're like, I'm just beaten down today.
Yeah, but to have quitting as the answer. I mean, I need a paycheck.
Have you ever used your boot to get out of a work event? His response.
Oh, have you ever used your medical boot?
He said, no, not yet. That was true.
Oh,
really? Yeah.
I should use it way more. I've done remotes and appearances with it.
How many were we through?
I don't know.
Like eight? Seems like quite a bit.
Is there a member of the show that you would replace? He said,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
No, that's true.
Oh.
Good for you, buddy.
Yeah.
There's a whole room could have went B there.
I know. Well, that was like also one of the difficult questions for me because I'm like, if I was forced to replace, I mean, if I was forced to, yeah, I would have to pick one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, I don't want to replace anyone.
We've got three more.
Okay. Are you, how are you doing? Hold on. Let's, yeah. let's
have
let's
we
take
hit the question yet?
We have not hit the question.
Okay. No,
the bad questions.
How you feeling?
Nervous about
I
the
can't
end.
Even... I can't imagine what this is.
Have you ever snooped through your significant other's phone? He said no. That's true.
Wow.
I like how I'm pretty truthful.
If you're just joining us, we all took a polygraph test, a lie detector test last week. We're getting the results for Roy now. Tomorrow, 7 a.m., Loren. Thursday, 7 a.m., Maney. Back to you, Loren. Nicole.
Did you vote in the last presidential election?
Now, I think on the air he said he has.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
He said yes, and that's true.
Oh,
okay. Well,
I did absentee ballot.
Yeah. All right. Last question.
This is it.
Would you leave this show for another show if they offered you more money than you're making here? He said yes. That is true.
Oh, my gosh, Roy.
Hang on.
And then, hold on, it's not done here. He continued to go on. I would try to bring everyone with me.
Yeah,
it's not selfish. That was a deception.
What do you mean that was a deception?
No, when he said automatically
that,
spiked.
When he said that, yes. That he would bring everyone,
yes.
It went up.
It went up.
Oh. Hang on. I can't bring... I would try to bring...
See, this is why you only answer. This is why you only answer yes or no.
Yeah.
You gave extra. She didn't unattach you, and the machine went up.
Okay, I want to explain myself.
Okay, have at it.
Listen, it's business. At the end of the day, if we're trying to renew our show, and we're not happy, and management isn't paying us, guess what? We walk. That's just business. It's the business we're in, right? Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so we would try to take our show everywhere, but like Aaron's lives in Charlotte. We can't take Aaron.
No, you know what the question meant.
I would try to take my main pieces, but besides,
excuse me.
Well, but if you were to move across the country, you can't.
Aaron yelling to Roy. Now, so I honestly don't know how I feel about that question either because. I mean, I love working with you guys,
yeah.
but see, I've been in the business for so long, I really don't want to go start again somewhere with a whole new show. Like, I love this crew.
That's kind of how I feel, too.
On, I don't either, but I'm just saying.
So I guess I would have said no.
No. But that's not the question. Like if there was a lot more money and you had to really think about it.
She didn't say a lot more money because it would have to be an astronomically more amount of money for me to even consider it. Quite honestly.
I agree.
Of course, I agree with that too.
But she just said more money. So
well,
if somebody's
head,
only giving
I'm thinking,
you...
But in my head, I'm thinking, you know, if we got a bigger show offer, would we go? I think we would.
That's not what the question is. You are so
it's about you. It didn't. Can you read the question again, please,
yes.
Nicole, real quick before we go to break?
The question was, would you leave this show?
Would you?
Yes.
Leave this show
okay.
for another show if they offered you more money than you're making here.
And he said?
Yes.
And he wasn't lying.
And
but
that
I,
was true.
I wasn't thinking it as me leaving you two.
And
I swear
then,
to you I wasn't thinking
and
it.
And then
I swear I wasn't thinking
I would
thinking
try
that.
To bring everyone with me, Nicole. It's not selfish. And then after that, spike.
I swear I would try to bring
that
you
That was deception.
I swear. It's bullcrap. That's a bullcrap result. I'm telling you, I did not, because when I think of the show, I don't think of it as,
already felt guilty about this answer, which is why you knew
sweating.
We were going to be heard about it. And
because it's complicated.
Oh, why? Did you have an offer?
I did last contract, yeah.
Was it more money?
It was more money here, yeah. It was more money than here. And let me tell you something.
But you stayed.
And at the time, they only wanted me. And I said, you know what? I'm a package deal. You only, if you want me, you got to take the whole show with you.
Yeah, I got left at the altar once already. I can't do it twice.
But that's what I was trying to express, is that even if it was just for me, I would still, I wouldn't want to break us apart. You okay. know what I mean?
I think
we're more
you.
Powerful together.
Well, the line detector said that was deception.
Right. We don't ever not go against the lie detector.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.